lost last round against Alono. Just keep the pace up, you know. Just wrestle your match and let your skills dictate what happens.
I mean, that's the key for all of these guys is don't let the moment be too big. Go out and wrestle your match, make good things happen, and Dylan Hinton with a first takedown. Dropped in on a low single after an elbow pass and gets the takedown on the edge. Now trying to work his way up the body. 50 seconds to go, but Dylan Hinton leading 3-0 here in the early stages. As Houston on his stomach, Dylan trying to bring him back in, riding the edge of the mat here. 38 seconds left here in the first round, and they will go out of bounds, reset in the center with 35 on the clock as Dylan Hinton getting his offense going early. And with as many attacks as he had, one of them had to land.
Yeah, you know, last match it seemed like he was kind of getting stuck after his first attack and ended up getting scored on by the Tolono kids re-attacked. So it's nice to see Dylan change a few things together here.
Yep. And now Dylan Hinton, tough as can be on top. He's got Houston broken down off the fresh start. 20 seconds to go in this period. He's got the near wrist trap looking for a Turk leg here. But Houston clamming up. And, you know, that's going to be the big key is who can get the bonus points. Because, I mean, there's going to be a lot of matches where you know your job is to go out and stall, save points, and Houston is one of these kids. He was able to get the job done last time, keep Dylan Hinton to a decision. But Dylan Hinton with the first takedown in this one and an early lead as we head to the second. And it is Houston's choice. He will defer over to Hinton. And Hinton going underneath, ready to start on bottom. He is set. Houston covers left side. And a little sit-out try off the whistle from Hinton. Nothing going. As Houston, there's a switch try from Hinton. Still moving. Back up to his feet. Houston following well. 15 seconds gone. Now Hinton coming around the back. There's a reversal for Dylan Hinton with the sit-out and a 5-0 lead now. Now he's got a lot of time to ride.
Yeah, he got the late takedown in the first period. Not much time, especially working on the edge. A minute 30 in the second period is going to give Dylan the opportunity to work some turns and put some points on the board.
Got a deep cross face, but Houston able to work his way out of bounds. So they force a reset here with 1:26 left in the second period. And Dylan's going to go ahead and cut him. Force the reset on their feet. So 5-1 lead now for Dylan Hinton. Hard snap there from Houston. He's got Hinton in a front headlock. Dill looking for a drag out, controlling the elbow now. And we go out of bounds. Force a reset again. 1:16 left on this one as we get close to the halfway point of this first match. First of 14 weight classes here in this state final duel. And Dylan Hinton, his job is to set the tone, and he is doing that early as he gets Houston hit for stalling as they go out of bounds again. 5-1 lead still for Hinton, but with a stall call in the bank, he can really turn up the pressure here as we get down to 55 left to go here in the second. Hinton underneath again, looking for a little drag to a single leg. Now he's back up to his feet, elbow pass into a Russian tie, controlling Houston's left side. Now big pull looking to set up a single leg from it, and he's able to drag Houston to the mat, trying to come around. Houston drops in on a leg. Hinton working to get his legs back, trying to cut the corner. Houston hanging on to a head outside high C with his forehead on the mat. Dylan Hinton trying to peel the hands. Houston still trying to work his way up to his feet with this as Dylan still trying to get that leg back. 15 seconds to go. Houston working his way up. Hinton trying to peel the hands. Short time here down to 10 as Houston content to hang on that leg. He's not looking to finish the shot, but he's looking to keep Hinton from scoring, and he will as the second period comes to a close. 5-1 lead for Dylan Hinton, and it's going to be Houston's choice starting the third. Dylan with a 5-1 lead as Houston will have choice. He's going bottom. But he is set underneath. The Vandals in their gray and red championship singlets. Pole City in their white and green as Dylan Hinton riding on top. He's got an ankle ride right off the hit as looking for a cross wrist on Houston's left side. And now trying to tie it up into a near side cradle. Houston doing his best to keep Dylan's hands tied up underneath as looking to frustrate Hinton here a little bit. 30 seconds gone already, and Houston hit for stalling. There's another point for Hinton. 6-1 now, as one turn could put this into major decision territory, start getting to those bonus points that the Vandals need. As in the last win, both teams had 4 bonus points wins. The Vandals had 2 majors, 2 techs, and Cole City had 2 techs and 2 pins on their way to the 30-28 win for the Vandals. As we're down to a minute left in the third period, Dylan Hinton still looking for a turn. He's got a tight waist tilt, looking for some points. But Houston able to belly out. Force Dylan to reset here. 50 to go. As Dylan Hinton leading by 5. Down to 45 seconds. After another stall call, you wonder if he's going to cut him and look for that takedown again.
Yeah, Dylan's been doing a good job staying active on top, but it's not looking like the refs are going to award another stalling anytime soon, which he's going to need 3 more to take it to the major. So Dylan's going to work his turn like he has right here on the edge and doesn't get any swipes.
Yeah, nearly another tight waist tilt. And there's the stalling call. So Dylan Hinton 7-1 now. Same score as the first duel. But Dylan with an arm bar, trying to reset it. As they go out of bounds, 8 seconds left on the clock. And there's the idea. Dylan Hinton's going to cut him, look for 1 takedown. Now that a takedown can put it into major decision territory after the escape point. So 7-2, and Dylan Hinton going to chase it off the mat, and Houston hit for stalling again, and this one's worth 2. So 9-2 as 4 seconds are off the clock. And, oh, Dylan gets his choice after the set, after the 2-point stalling call.
So Dylan's got the opportunity to get an escape here and get the major.
4 seconds. Dylan hitting with a switch, trying to get to his feet, trying to peel the hands, but he runs just out of time. But Dylan Hinton opens things up with a 9-2 decision as the Vandals take a 3-0 lead here in the first match. We move to 157, and 157, I believe it is the Vandals' turn to report first, as both coaches over to talk to the referee on the side, and the Vandals report first. It will be senior Parker Ray coming out for his final match as a Vandal, and that's something we haven't considered yet. It's a lot of these guys' final match, too.
Yes, it is. You know, there's a lot of emotions going into it. They're going to be going out there to give their all.
Yeah, Parker Ray coming out for the Vandals, 44-12 on the season, state qualifier last weekend, and he will match up with Mason Garner. Garner, a state qualifier as well, 34-9 on the year as Parker, looking to get his offense going. Right-hand collar for Parker. Garner shrugs out. Now, elbow pass try from Garner and Parker. Getting his hands back on him. Garner blast double, trying to run it through. And Parker's going to get hit for stalling on the edge. Garner had a couple of attacks early as he forces the action out of bounds, but Parker hit for stalling. So 18 seconds gone. Back to center. Parker looking for a tie-up. Slide-by try from Parker. Nothing there. Shot attempt. Nothing there either. Forces the sprawl out of Garner. And now a shot attempt from Parker Ray and a stalling call for him.
Same exact position there, you know. Garner shot Parker out, got a stalling on Parker.
Yeah, and Parker did the same thing, got a stalling call on Garner. So both guys with a stall warning already. As 1:22 to go, Garner in on a shot. He's got Parker broken down to a hip. Parker trying to roll it over the top. Garner able to get his legs free and get the takedown, though. So a 3-0 lead for Mason Garner as he's working on top here. A minute to go in this first period. Looking for a cross face now. Parker Ray trying to get his knees back under him. Garner going over the top, looking cradle here. He's got it locked up. Parker Ray in trouble, trying to fight his way out of it. Garner's got his hands locked. Parker Ray in trouble, trying to break the lock. 45 to go. They're in the center of the mat. Nowhere to go but to your belly. He's got to try to fight the hands. Garner has a tight lock, but he doesn't have his hips in the right spot to be looking for the fall here, but he will get the near fall. And Parker Ray trying to bring his head out. And Parker Ray trying to pop up on top. If he can shoot under that arm, could have Garner on his back, but he will be in a face position here. Garner still in control. And now Parker trying to come around the back, looking for his escape. An escape and a takedown would be way better than a reversal here. But Garner still technically in control. Parker looking to get a cradle locked up. He's got it. That's the reversal. 2 seconds left on the clock. So big move to Munsterman, but a huge reversal at the end of the period there for Parker Ray. As Parker Ray will head to the second period, trailing 7-2. His choice, he defers over to Garner. And Garner going neutral will be on their feet to start this second period. Garner able to go feet to back there in that first period. Parker Ray capitalizing with the reversal, getting some points out of it. And shot attempt from forever away by Garner, able to get in on a leg. Parker Ray over the top, looking to get a leg in. Now he's almost caught Garner to his back. Garner still holding on to Parker's leg. Parker with a cross block. Garner trying to tip over. And Parker trying to roll it through. In trouble now, though. Stuck in a scramble position on his back. Garner trying to come up. Parker trying to come up. Parker into an underhook now and trying to pop himself out. He's got the leg laced. He's behind both arms. Nearly the takedown. 124. Garner still has his hand inside Parker's leg. Parker's going to try to work it underneath, but they're going to call the action out of bounds, force a reset. As they did give Parker the takedown.
Yeah, he did a good job scrambling out, managed to find a way to sneak his leg in there, and ended up coming up on top with the leg in, and they're going to award three every time.
Yeah. 7-5 now as Parker Ray trims that lead. And now he's got an opportunity to ride here. 1:15 to go in the second period. And Parker Ray trying to get that leg in. He's got the right leg buried deep. But Garner trying to dig it out. Parker able to put it back in, though. Now he's got a power half working on that left side. Garner able to get his legs free. And now Parker still working here on top. He's got a deep half with that left hand trying to come down to the ankle. Run it through, 45 to go, as Parker still working on top. Garner able to get him to a hip, throw his hips into the shoulder space, and create a scramble here. But Parker does a good job giving up one, not two, in that scenario. He trails 8-5 after the escape point. Down to 25 to go in this second period. Snap there from Garner. Left-hand underhook now from Parker Ray. Both guys do have a stalling warning. We haven't seen that since the first minute. But Parker is going to shoot Garner out of bounds, force a reset with 17 on the clock. As Parker Ray threw Garner into the Vandal bench, getting some coaching from assistant coach Patrick Myers on his way back. 15 seconds to go. We'll see if either guy wants to have a flurry here with short time left, as it should be Parker's choice heading into the third, as he deferred to Garner. So we go to the third. Parker's choice, we're going neutral. So on their feet, both guys have a takedown. As Parker has a takedown and a reversal so far, Garner has a takedown, near fall, and an escape. So 8-5 on the scoreboard.
And with both wrestlers being one for stalling, a takedown and a stalling call would get the win in this match.
Yeah, stalling could be the difference. We've seen it play a factor already. As Dylan Hinton nearly getting the major decision in the last match. But neither guy being offensive yet. There's a slide-by try from Parker. Nothing there. 30 seconds gone here in this third and final period. As Parker Ray pressuring in. He's got a right-hand collar tie. Elbow pass there from Parker. Just reset the tie. 1:15 now in the third period.
Garner going to be content to wrestle this match on the feet if he can. The rest of this period, force Parker to make the moves.
Yep, Parker, left-hand single leg try. He's got his hand on the leg. Garner caught an underhook with that left hand. Now snap try from Garner. Parker trying to come up to his feet. Parker controlling the elbow from underneath. And neither guy improving here. We should see a stalemate pretty soon as referee right on top of it. 45 seconds left. They've let this position go for a while as Garner not doing anything on top. Parker can't really do anything from underneath. And, man, this is a long wait for this position. They've been here for nearly 40 seconds as we're down to 25 left in the match. Garner going to be content, like you said, just let it go on his feet. He's got a three-point lead down to 20 seconds to go. And now Parker Ray with a slide-by, hands on the mat. That's two. And swipe. And swipe. Parker Ray needs to settle back. Nearly swipe. There it is. There it is. Parker Ray with swipe. Looking for the fall. As Parker Ray looking for the fall here. But he will run out of time. But Parker Ray with a 12-8 decision. And these are the matches that will bring this school home. 12-8 decision for Parker Ray as he gets the takedown and near fall in the final 20 seconds.
Jake, we talked about it a lot last match in Kelowna. The person that tends to get up and score assigns himself to just being on the defense. And what you saw there with Parker was a last-minute takedown. And Garner, kind of thinking, oh, this might go to overtime, maybe not giving it his all, gets caught by Parker, gets the near fall, and basically goes from winning 8-5 to losing 12-8.
I mean, in these situations, desperation for your friend. I mean, there's nothing left to do but go out and get it done.
Yep.
As we move to 165, Artan Mustafa coming out for the Vandals. Artan, a state qualifier, 41-16 to take on Brock Finch. Finch, also a state qualifier, 33-11 this season. As Finch, I believe, got the tech ball in their last matchup. Artan fighting for position here. Left-hand collar tie for Artan. Finch shot attempt, right-hand single leg. He's got it in the air, and he's popped his head out. There's a takedown for Brock Finch. Artan right up to his feet, but they will go out of bounds. 1:34 left here in the first period, a 3-0 lead for Brock Finch. As Artan set on bottom. Hard chop there from Finch. The Vandals leading 6-0 after the first two matches. And that was something we were worried about after the semifinals. The Vandals came out sort of flat against the Rockets, but firing on all cylinders here early as they win the first two matches and jump out to a 6-0 lead. With Brock Finch riding tough on top, looking for an arm bar on that right side, now trying to dig up the left-hand side, double arm bar. Now trying to take it around the world, watch the shoulder there, but Artan able to get his hips out, try to pop to his feet, but Finch glued to Artan's back as they're riding the edge now, 55 seconds to go. Artan trying to work his way up, fighting hands underneath. Brock Finch riding the right side, looking for a claw ride now with that right hand, now digs up a cross wrist. He's got Artan Mustafa's left arm trapped underneath. 35 to go here in this first period as these upper weights are going to be the deciding factor if the Vandals can pull out a win at either 190, 215, anywhere in there. That'll be a big swing match coming in to the lighter weights where the Vandals have really handled the Kohlers so far this season.
Yeah, that's what we talked about before we started here, Jake, is that the bumping and sliding of these two coaches as they go head-to-head could really play into how this duel turns out.
Yep. And Artan stuck on his stomach. He will get hit for stalling as the period comes to an end. But just a warning on this first one. So a 3-0 lead for Brock Finch. And Finch will have choice. He's going neutral. And this is one of those matches where, I mean, it's on Artan to try and save as many points as possible. And if he can tie up Finch on his feet for most of this period, that's a win in this one.
Yeah, 3-0 after the first period in a match where they wrestled at Aves and Archon ended up losing by tech ball is really a moral victory.
Yeah, and Finch with the shot attempt, duck under, and he's able to get the takedown. So a 6-0 lead now for Brock Finch as he's got that left-hand bar again looking for the far wrist, now going shoulder on that right side. As he's still trying to dig up the double arm bar. Artan with his head up, at least. But Finch, heavy pressure on top. Now trying to get that arm turned underneath. He's still got that left-hand arm bar down to 115 here. Referee right on top of him. I think he's going to hit Artan again here real soon. But Finch trying to walk the arm bar around. Artan fighting back up to his base now. He's got his arm free and back to a base. Now up to his feet. He's going to get the escape with a minute to go here in the second. So 6-1 now the lead as Finch and Mustafa on their feet. Looking for hand control. Inside tie now for Brock Finch. Drops in on a double. Artan jacks up an underhook. And in a scramble position now, Artan with the underhook. They're going to go out of bounds. Force a reset with 39 on the clock. Artan doing a good job of keeping Finch off his legs on that one. As they reset. Inside tie now for Mustafa. Finch with a right-hand collar tie. As they break tie again, 20 seconds to go in the second. Finch with a shot attempt. He's in on a single leg, trying to get it in the air. Artan has a whizzer, but he's not over the shoulder. Finch falls down. Artan trying to come up, but Finch able to corral the hips and get the takedown. So just a half second too late on that reaction as Finch put himself in danger looking for that takedown, but he's able to secure it anyway. 9-1 lead as we head to the third period. And it's going to be Artan Mustafa's choice. He's going on top here as we get the third period started. So Brock Finch set on bottom. Artan covers left side. And ankle ride here from Artan. Trying to break Finch down. He's got Finch to his belly. As Artan looking for a cross face. And Finch content on his belly so far. Now working back up to a base, trying to roll through Artan's half side on that left hand. Artan doing a good job staying behind the hips. He's got a near wrist locked up. He's got the ankle ride. Heavy pressure forward putting Finch on his forehead. As Finch trying to fight back in, knee slide there from Finch, trying to get that ankle free. A minute 20 to go here in the third period. As Artan heavy chop, able to follow Finch. As still a 9-1 lead for Brock Finch. And now a sit-out try, almost a stuck back there from Artan Mustafa. As Artan, tough ride here on top, picking top in the third period, and Finch is going to get hit for stalling. With a minute to go, another one would trim it down to a decision. As 9-1, we are in major decision territory. A win by 8 or more is a major decision worth 4 points in the team score. If you get it up to 15, that is a tech ball worth 5 points. And the pin is the Holy Grail worth 6, as we shouldn't see any forfeits in this one. Hopefully no DQs or injury defaults. And the pin and the tech, what the Vandals are searching for in every individual match. But a chop here from Artan. He's got Finch still on his face, putting on a two-minute riding clinic right now. As we're down to 15 seconds, still no second stalling call, so it would say a major, but down to 10 seconds as Finch has no answer for the ride from Mustafa. And we will have one more point for Finch on an illegal full Nelson right there at the end. So Artan Mustafa, and actually it looks like they will put a few seconds back on the clock. As they started to, we'll see what they do. Looks like 3 seconds roundabout.
Honestly, with 3 seconds on the clock, 10-1, you might as well let them back up. You've pretty much given up the major, so the clock's not even running here.
Yeah, they didn't even put time on the clock. They just let them sit it out for a couple seconds. But a 10-1 decision puts Cole City on the board. A major decision, rather, as it will make it 6-4 in the team score.
Well, now, while that is a loss on the books for the Vandals, that's a match at Abe's that was a tech ball in favor of Cole City.
And that is an extra point on the board, really, for the Vandals. It's one off the board for Cole City, rather. But every point matters in these kind of duels. So taking that from a tech to just a major decision is a big win for Artan Mustafa. And we move on to 175. It's going to be the Vandals reporting first. And they are sending out Vandal sophomore Noah Langston. So Noah will match up at 175. He had Landon Benson the last time, and it looks like it will be Benson again. Benson was fifth last weekend in the 175-pound bracket, as this one ended in a pin last time. So Noah Langston's job in his first match of the weekend is just limit the damage, try to frustrate Benson, and see what can happen. Noah Langston, left hand underhook. Benson trying to tie the arms up. Hard snap there from Benson into a front headlock. Langston underneath. Elbow control here from Langston.
Yeah, we see this position a lot from Benson. Snap down to a front headlock, and he'll chase the cradle. He starts out pretty hot in the first period, quite often.
Yeah, low leg cradle try now for Benson as both guys work their way out of bounds and force the reset here. Noah Langston right back to center. He's fired up. And, you know, Noah is one of those big-time heart guys. He is kind of the thread that holds the team together.
Absolutely. You know, when you've got to slide your lineup here and there, those are the guys you want to stick out there because you know they're the ones that are going to fight.
Yeah, he's been a fighter both years up here on the varsity squad. A minute to go here in this period as Benson has him back to the edge, but Langston circles back in. Shot attempt, fireman's carry for Benson, trying to work through a turn, and he's got back points coming as Noah Langston trying to fight out of it. Benson catching an underhook. Trouble here for Langston. Big bridge trying to come out the backside. As down to 35 seconds left, Langston able to roll it through, but a takedown and four near fall there for Benson makes it 7-0. As Langston up to his feet, he's going to peel out, get the escape. So 7-1 now the score. 20 seconds to go here in this first period. As Langston, elbow pass, looking for an opening, nothing there. Now working, 10 seconds left. Benson's collar tied, Langston with a collar tie of his own. Snap try there from Benson, that will finish the first period. So a 7-1 lead for Landon Benson. It's going to be Noah's choice. He defers over to Benson. Benson talking things through with Coach Masters. They will go neutral. So on their feet again to start the second period. Shot attempt there from Langston. Nothing going. Front headlock here for Benson. And Benson has near side cradle locked up. Looking for the tight package finish. Able to hook that foot. Langston trying to come out towards his left side. He's got his head through, trying to kick over. And there's the fall. So Landon Benson getting it done for Coal City with a fall. This one ends 2:25. So Coal City with their first lead in this one, 10-6, as we move to 190 pounds. And this is one of the big swing matches. We'll see what Coal City does, who they send out. It could be Kate Pointer. Pointer was fifth at 190 last weekend. And we will see who it is. It will be Pointer. So that's not the lineup that the Vandals were expecting. But Pointer and Ross, a good matchup here at 190 pounds. Hard snap there from Pointer.
These two also saw each other back in age, and Pointer ended up winning by fall in the third period. But it was kind of one of those situations where Ross just got himself in a bad spot and ended up getting caught.
Yeah, it was a tight match. Ross trying to do too much, pull it out at the end. But we'll see if he can limit that here as we got 30 seconds gone. Underhook try from Ross Miller. Pointer trying to dig in with an overhook, trying to back Ross to the edge. Ross needs to try to circle in here. Pointer trying to throw. And, I mean, we've seen Ross go upper body a lot over the last couple seasons. Ross trying to circle his way back in, and they will reset. So 1:13 left here in this first period. As on the fresh start, Ross looking for wrist control. Hard snap there from Ross Miller. Left hand collar tie. Pointer tying back up inside. As both guys forehead to forehead snap try. Underhook here from Pointer. Ross backing to the edge. He's going to get hit here. As he backed from the center out of bounds, so he will get hit for stalling.
Pointer doing a really good job of controlling these double overs and underhooks, actually, pretty much all the ties. So Ross, right now off the fresh start, going to a wrist, not a bad idea.
Yeah, looking for a shot attempt off of the wrist, nothing going. 40 seconds to go here in this first period, but showing a little offense here with the shot attempt after the stall call, putting that in the referee's mind. As Pointer, left-hand underhook, trying to circle around. Ross has a hand on the single leg, trying to work up. 20 seconds to go. Pointer out in front in the front headlock. As we're down to 15. Ross circling underneath. Pointer out in front. Ross trying to drag to a single leg. Nothing there. And now Ross able to come up to his feet. Short time here in the first. And that will do it for the first. So no score. Ross was hit for stalling in that first period. And it'll be Pointer's choice. He's going bottom. So Pointer is set to go on bottom. As we are here at 190 pounds. Fifth match here in this duel. The Vandals trailing 10-6. As Ross Miller covers left side. Hard chop. Pointer up to his feet. Ross trying to bring him back down. He doesn't have a whole lot of time to work with here. Drops in on a leg. He's got a single leg in the air. Trying to get it cleared. Pointer kicks away and will get the escape. As referees talk it over, but they give it to him. So a 1-0 lead here for Kate Pointer. Pointer fifth last weekend at 190 pounds. Ross sixth at 175. As Pointer trying to tie up Ross's hands here again. 30 seconds gone in this first period. Ross level change, looking for a shot, nothing there. Pointer controlling a collar tie. A couple heavy snaps. Now Ross back to the wrist. Pointer breaks the tie, resets here. A minute to go here in the second period. Both guys, forehead-to-forehead collar tie. Ross looking for a Russian tie. Drops in on a shot. Nothing there. Heavy snap there from Pointer. And Ross comes out the back. Pointer looking for a neck wrench. But Ross able to keep his head high and drive through it for the takedown. So a 3-1 lead for Ross Miller in a match that ended in a fall last time. So Ross looking to swing, break this one wide open with a big swing match. As we're down to 35 seconds to go in the second period, and Pointer hit for stalling as he hasn't moved since Ross got the takedown and now trying to crawl his way out of bounds. Ross riding tough on top, and now he's reaching for the edge and trying to get that fresh start.
I mean, both refs were there looking at the situation, and you see Pointer stick his hand out to reach for the edge of the mat. It's not uncommon they call that. I'm not quite sure what it'd be.
That's a fleeing call. It could be a stalling call, trying to force that reset. But,
it was as obvious as it can get. I mean, Ross got the takedown on the edge. And really, with 30 seconds left after being hit with stalling Pointer, Ross is really in a good spot there to maybe get another stalling call.
Yeah, especially right on the edge. And Coach Clay's talking it over with the referee during a blood time here as they had to clean Pointer up a little bit. And now the referee's talking it over. I think Coach Clay put an idea in one of their heads. As we'll kind of see, no call from them, but 26 seconds left on a fresh start. 3-1 lead for Ross Miller, and Pointer trying to work up to his feet. Ross chops him back down, looking for a cross wrist underneath, down to 15 seconds. Important for Ross to try and ride out this period as he's got Pointer broken down, looking for near wrist. Now Pointer back up to a base. Ross chops him right back down as we're under 5 seconds. And through with the second period.
So this brings the question, do you go down? I mean, Ross had a hard ride after that takedown there. Really, no looks for Pointer as far as getting out.
Yeah, but Ross choosing to go underneath here in the third period, and Pointer's going to go ahead and cut him. make it 4-1. Ross Miller leads. So Poynter needs a takedown to tie it. Ross does have a stalling call. Poynter does as well. And Poynter trying to drive in. And we're going to have a stoppage as it's going to be a point for Ross Miller. Illegal headlock here for Cade Poynter. And the referee's talking it over. It looks like they're going to call it a football snap kind of.
Yeah, the two hands on the head or something like that.
Yep. Think of it like taking the hand off in football. If you're over the top of the head, underneath on the chin, you can put too much pressure on the neck, and it's an illegal headlock anymore. So another point there for Ross Miller. Make it 5-1 here with a minute 52 to go.
And that brings the decision to let Ross up. Kind of seem a little silly now that the takedown doesn't even bring the match to tied or even in favor of Gold City.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to get a takedown and a turn. You're going to have to get a stall call and a takedown. There's just a lot more factors that have to think about here if you're Cade Poynter. But Poynter trying to work his offense, driving in. Ross stepped through, headlock, foot roll through by Poynter. Right on the edge of the mat, trouble for Ross Miller, and a fall. Cade Poynter rolled through the headlock. Ross Miller fired it at the perfect time and just rolled through by Poynter. He gets the fall and the rushing win at 190. Ross did everything right in that match, and he was swinging big at the end. But Poynter with the win, this one in 4:35. So a fall in 4:35 makes it 16-6, and now the Vandals need momentum back on their side here at 2:15, as this will be Caden Tidwell bumping up to wrestle. He is in his final match as well, 53-6 on the season, and he will take on John Tiger. Tiger fifth at 2:15 last weekend, Tidwell third, as these guys match up again. And Vandals need some life here after that one just sucked the wind out of the entire crowd, the bench, everybody.
Yeah, that was a match that we were really hoping we could get turned around. You know, we talked about Ross losing to the fall at Abe's and up 5-1 in the third period, which he did everything right, like you said. You know, he timed the headlock perfectly. He just wasn't prepared for the roll through by Poynter.
Yeah, and Poynter able to get the fall. Tidwell out here now at 2:15, take on John Tiger. I mean, it's coming out about the same way as it did at Abe's, as it came down to Dominic Squires getting the win at heavyweight to steal the duel, as Tiger got the win over Tidwell in that match as well. What was the score, O?
3-1 in favor of Tiger.
3-1, but Tidwell on his offense early. He's in deep on a single leg trying to get it cleared. Tiger trying to get his leg back. Tidwell has it in the air, trying to kick through. Tiger spins out. Tidwell right back in on the leg. Tiger still trying to kick away. Tidwell looking for that far ankle. He's still got the single leg. Now he's got it up in the air again. And Tiger trying to take off out of bounds. Tidwell dragging him back to center. 45 seconds to go. A trip and a takedown for Caden Tidwell. So Tidwell with the takedown in this match, as he sets the tone, 35 to go here in this first period. And the Vandal crowd coming back to life, as Vandals, the biggest crowd out of any team here in the state finals. And Tidwell riding tough on top, 22 seconds to go. Tiger just content holding on to an arm underneath, as Tidwell riding the edge, 15 to go, trying to finish out this first period on top. And now Tidwell, cross-face cradle opportunity. Tiger kicks out. 5 seconds. Tiger up to his feet. And Tidwell will ride out the first period. 3-0 lead after the takedown. And it will be his choice, as he will defer over to Cole City. And Tiger is going neutral here. So on their feet again. Tidwell with a couple of good shots there in that first period, able to finish one and established a 3-0 lead. Elbow pass, right hand single for Tidwell. Tiger trying to come around. Tidwell has his hands on the leg. And now Kiger able to knock Tidwell to a hip. Tidwell got to start working his way up here. Kiger controlling Tidwell's ankle. Tidwell has his hands locked on the leg. Kiger trying to kick away. As you see how long they let this position go. If Tidwell can build up, he's got an opportunity to come out the back for a Smith finish. Kiger on his knees, Tidwell on his stomach. He's got his head through Kiger's leg.
This is another one of those 50-50 positions that we've seen them let play out for quite a while now.
Yeah, and now Kiger trying to sit through. Granby opportunity here for Caden Tidwell. Nearly hits it. Lost the wrist on the way through, but still has the leg as he's still looking for this takedown. A minute to go. Now Tidwell building up. Got a solid base. Kiger trying to roll it through. Tidwell looking for the score. And Kiger going to beat him to the punch, though. He's able to spin around and get the takedown. As a good scramble opportunity there from Tidwell, but Kiger able to get his feet back and beat him to the punch. 40 seconds to go in the second period. And now Tidwell needs a score here. Can't finish this period on bottom. He's back in on the leg, though, trying to come around. He gets to his feet and gets the escape. So a 4-3 lead now for Caden Tidwell. He will have the choice heading into the third. 20 seconds to go in the second period. As Kiger, left hand collar tie. Tidwell looking to snap. Now Tidwell, double unders. Kiger, headlock. Trouble here for Tidwell. They give the takedown. Back points coming. And Tidwell trying to pop his head out. And Tidwell trying to roll it through, but just took too long on the jump. So a takedown and back points make it 10-4 at the end of the period. As Tidwell walked himself right into that one. But it will be his choice, trailing by 6 now after the 7-point headlock. But I don't know. I'm still having trouble trying to wrap my head around a 7-point throw.
I know.
It's been 5 your whole life.
Yes, it has. And like, I remember at the beginning of the season, I'd seen some matches where a kid was down 8 points, and they hit a throw, get a penalty point, and they're right back in the match.
Yeah, I mean, you're never out of it here. But Tidwell on bottom, and Kiger has Tidwell in trouble now. In a near side cradle, Tidwell hanging onto that leg. He's got to try to work that grip loose. As Kiger hanging on to the near side cradle, and Tidwell trying to roll it through. He's able to roll through. No near fall yet. The Kiger still has the cradle locked up. Tidwell on his butt, trying to work his way out of this. He's got to start peeling the hands, but he's got one hand down to the post. He's got one hand trying to find Kiger's legs. And now Kiger nearly pulled Tidwell on top of him. Tidwell in on a leg. He's got his base underneath him. A minute to go. Trying to work his way up. And Kiger, he's going to be content sitting in this position as long as he needs to. As Tidwell trying to scoot his hips away, pop his head out, and looking for a reversal here. He gets it. Should get it. There it is. As 10-6, 40 seconds to go. One turn would tie it if he's able to get the 4 swipes. He's got 35. He's got a leg in now on the left side, and Kiger on his belly. He's not going to do a thing the rest of this period, as Tidwell needs to drive it out of bounds and try to get the reset here. There's not a whole lot he can do from this position. 17 to go as Kiger is content staying on bottom, and Tidwell will force the reset. 12 seconds left as a 10-6 lead here for Kiger as we dip into the last 12 seconds of the third period. Tidwell going optional start, looking for a cradle here. As we are in the second-to-last match at the top of the lineup. Heavyweight to follow here as Tidwell will drop a 10-6 decision. And Cole City makes it 4 in a row as they lead 19-6. But the Vandals have a lot of offense waiting at the light side of the lineup.
Yeah, and so far they're still following the same exact path that took at Ames besides one match, Artan Mustafa.
Artan Mustafa saving a point. So Artan with the major decision loss. As we move through 285, it will be on Dom Swires to take on Alec Walizak. And Walizak was, or Swires, rather, got the win with a 3-0 decision, I believe. And the match at Abe's Rumble, Swires, a state qualifier, 36-19 on his sophomore season. Walizak, 24-8 coming into this one. As Swires, heavy collar tie, looking for an opening. 20 seconds gone here in this first period. As Walizak looking for a drag into some offense. 30 seconds gone. Both guys feeling it out. Swires, collar tie, snap, nothing there. Walizak, snap, nothing there. Now both guys ear-to-ear, collar tie, they break. Walizak trying to tie up Swires' wrist. Dom did hit a gap wizard to get the takedown in their last matchup, so Walizak's going to be on his heels a little bit in this one, not wanting to pressure in. As Walizak keeping his distance here from Swires. Swires trying to close the gap. 50 seconds left here in this first period. Hard snap there again from Swires. Now left-hand collar. Walizak clears it. And now collar tie, snap. Nothing there from Dom.
Yeah, Walizak wanting no business in these tie-ups with Dom.
Now, Dominic controlling the ties, controlling the center, though. He looks like the more offensive wrestler so far this period. 30 seconds to go here in the first. As heavy snap again from Swires. He's chasing it down. Walizak breaks the tie, resets, down to 20. As Swires, now left-hand collar, looking underhook on that left side. Walizak spins out, 10 seconds to go. Heavy club again from Swires. As now snap, looking to bring it to the mat. Ankle pick try from Swires. Short time, looking for that far ankle. And he got the single in the air, but couldn't quite finish. But offense there from Swires looked good. As we go to the second period, it will be Walizak's choice. And he will go underneath. So Walizak on bottom. He is set to go. Swires covers left side. Head lever here from Swires. Trying to get Walizak flat. Heavy pressure on that left side. Swires trying to peel the hands out. Now he's got the head lever. And he's got Walizak to his